in Luke chapter 8 and verses 43 through 46 we read, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." I will stop there, friends. The biggest lesson I ever learned from Dr. Stephen F. Olford in regard to preaching was not bound just to homiletics and expository preaching, but to the day I sat in his office waiting for him. And when he came in, he sunk in his chair, and he looked exhausted. He lifted his hand in a wave and said, "Excuse me, brother, forgive me. I must recover myself. I must recover myself, for I have just preached, and virtue has left me." And I realized then and there what separated Stephen Olford from so many other preachers. He was so filled with the Holy Ghost and anointed by God's Spirit that when he preached, it was transformational to those who heard him, because God was so strong upon him. And I knew that day, if I were to ever have any influence for God in ministry, then I would have to have this inner power, this anointing from above that only came from a life of consecration to Almighty God and absolute surrender to the Lordship of Christ Jesus. Brother Pastor, can it be said of you that when you preach to others, that the virtue of Christ leaves you?